John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
You know, airline travel's getting back to what normal very, very slowly, admittedly, but heading in the right direction. Gee, there's some issues out there, though. But we're getting a bit of a picture of what will become available to us here in Far North Queensland as far as getting away is concerned, because we've got, according to this article in the Cairns Post today, a new regional airline with plans to operate flights to Cairns, welcoming its first aircraft to the fleet. Bonza, I love this name, B-O-N-Z-A. Bonza's Boeing 737 MAX 8 will be the first of its kind to be based down under after flying from Seattle to the Sunshine Coast via Hawaii and Fiji. Now, it landed on the same day that more than 40 domestic flights were scrapped out of Sydney and Melbourne airports due to staff sickness alongside a handful from Brisbane. It's incredible, isn't it, the number of planes that have just haven't got the staff. Bonza Chief Executive Tim Jordan said, The budget airline was now one important step closer to connecting more Australians with convenient, low-cost travel options to more destinations. It talks about the aircraft interiors, etc. They're going to be completed here in Australia. So that's where we are at the moment. I've got actually Tim on the line somewhere. There he is. He's the boss and he's got all the information. Those people who dream of travel, but they're a bit light on as far as their shekels are concerned. This is very important. This is going to be a new addition for us up here, this Bonza airline. The Chief Executive, Tim Jordan, on the line. G'day, Tim.
Good morning.
People just dream about travel because they haven't had access to it for 2.5 years of hibernation, so they're dreaming about your planes coming on stream. Firstly, let's talk about the plane, how big it is, how comfortable is it, etc.
It's 737 MAX with 186 seats. It's a brand new aircraft, and I'm pleased to say it showed up on schedule yesterday morning here on the sunny coast.
No, exciting day for you.
Massive day, massive milestone, I guess, on the journey. And it is just another step in the journey. The regulatory approvals process is continuing. Mm. But obviously, getting your first aircraft is a massive milestone in that journey.
Now, let's talk about the fact that you are considered a cheaper airline, and the tickets are going to be more accessible to people who struggle a bit with the more expensive tickets. How inexpensive, relatively speaking, will Bonza be?
Absolutely. We're not a me too airline. We're not about doing the same thing as the other folks. They are very much focused on the business travellers. That's their strategy. We are unashamedly focused on the leisure travellers and about getting family reconnected, getting to aspirational destinations across the country. And that's what we're about. We're about stimulating new travel. And so we think it shouldn't cost you much more than about $50 to fly for an hour. If you're flying for a couple of hours, maybe it's $75 to $100. That is, I guess, the massive point of difference, and especially when it comes to large regional centres across the country.
Well, what a good, clever way to sell the concept of it. $50 an hour in an aircraft seat. Well, let me see, what would Brisbane be in that case? That's what, a 2 hour and a bit, so that could be $200 plus.
What we're looking to do is add flights which generally the other guys are not adding. So, for instance, out of Cairns, for instance, we'd be looking at adding the Sunshine Coast. We're looking at service non-stop to Rockhampton. So it's markets which the other guys have basically get people to connect. We're trying to add something different to the market so that people can essentially go to A to B without the C.
I see.
C being the connection or the cost or the chaos at the moment.
Anyway, back to the cost thing, I'm just trying to think. So, well, Sunshine Coast is almost Brisbane. Once again, return would be around that $200 mark, would it?
It should be there or thereabouts. I'm hoping a little bit less, but, let's see. We're still working it through with... the wonderful thing is about this new aircraft, they burn nearly 20% less fuel, which, as you can imagine right now, is makes a big difference from a cost perspective.
Now, let's talk about where you might be going then. I mean, do you do some of the major cities? I mean, will there be access to services to, I don't know, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth or whatever?
Yeah, we've announced 27 initial routes. Of those, nine of them are actually out of Melbourne. So even for the large capital cities, if you like, which most people think are saturated, we're actually adding brand new destinations. So, for instance, of the nine routes out of Melbourne, six of them are not flown by other airlines. Mm. Eight of them do not have low-cost fares. Mm. So markets like Melbourne to Port Macquarie, Melbourne to Tamworth, Melbourne to Mackay, Melbourne to Rockhampton. Those are the types of markets that, you know, currently you have to connect via another state capital. We're going to take you non-stop, low frequency, so two or three times a week.
Yes.
But we're taking you non-stop, and that's what people want to do. People now want to fly non-stop from A to B.
Now, Tim, when might the first Bonza service land in Cairns?
Assuming we, as in Bonza, do the right thing by the regulator, we are hoping that the we will be able to get into Australian skies in late September. But I have to preface that by saying the onus is on us to do the right thing by the regulator. Mm. And assuming we do the right thing, as I say, we're hoping to turn Australian skies purple towards the end of September.
But once you start in September, what about Cairns? Is that a fair way down the track?
No, Cairns should be, fairly close to the front end of our rollout of 17 initial destinations. So we, with Cairns and Townsville and Mackay, Whitsunday Coast, they will be early on in terms of our route launches and our destination launches.
Before the end of the year?
Absolutely, yes, subject to us doing the right thing by the regulator, of course.
Good on you, Tim. Good luck with this. Tim Jordan is on the line there. He's the Chief Executive of Bonza, B-O-N-Z-A Airlines.